Let's check in London. Not the Olympics, we're going to have that in a few minutes. But an historic court case in which three elderly Kenyans are pursuing claims of torture against the British government. Now, those claims are backed by an American Harvard history professor who won a Pulitzer for her book documenting torture during British colonial rule in Kenya, but was also excoriated by British officials for her claims. Last week, the British government made a dramatic and historic admission, saying it does not dispute that each of the three Kenyans did suffer torture and other ill treatments at the hands of the colonial administration. Terrible things happened, said the government officials. As for those terrible things, the Kenyans say they were beaten, sexually abused, castrated by British officers as Britain sought to put down the Mau Mau rebellion against British rule in Kenya in the 1950s. This is the first case seeking to hold Britain accountable for human rights abuses in its colonies to make it this far, and it raises the prospects of other suits against Britain. Caroline Elkins is with us in the studio. She is the Harvard professor who was an expert witness in this case and is author of Imperial Reckoning, The Untold Story of Britain's Gulag in Kenya, which caused such uproar in that country when it came out. Caroline, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Robin.
So I want to get to your personal feelings on this, but just remind us, the case has been going on for years. When we last spoke, British courts were deciding whether it could go ahead. It did. So how significant is this admission that terrible things happen?
It's seismic, Robin. For years, both at the time in the 1950s and more recently when my book came out in 2005 and certainly when the case was filed in 2009, I was told that I was making things up. The book was a work of fiction. The claimants for whom this historic admission took place last week were more or less called and told to be liars. And so this is absolutely historic.
Yeah. Well, it's also just a part, a piece in the process, because we understand now that from here, you know, this was just a hearing to see if the statute of limitations applies or not. I mean, the government is maybe admitting that these claimants are correct, but then what happens now?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, it's a very important set of hearings, though. In the UK, this is actually a two-week period in which the court is hearing this, and it's deciding on whether or not too much time has elapsed to have a fair trial. And so what we see happening is that if, in fact, the judge does say that, you know what, no statute of limitations, the case goes forward, there's a rather fair amount of expectation that this case will settle. And so, therefore, this is probably the most important moment in the case.
Okay, well, let's step back for a minute and remind people what we are talking about. You know, an incredibly researched book. You tell stories of terrible claims of torture. But this was during the Mau Mau Rebellion. And when we say Mau Mau, it conjures up images for people, terrible violence perpetrated by the Mau Mau, the Kenyans, against the British they were trying to overthrow and against fellow Kenyans. So for people who still have that, you know, even the phrase, the Mau Mau, was frightening. You say what?
I say not unjustifiable. Certainly, Mau Mau did some terrible things. It was led by the Kikuyu, the largest ethnic group. They were demanding Ithaca and Awiathi, or land and freedom, and they were going to use violence to get it. And certainly, they did that. Hamstrung cattle, killed loyalists to the British government. However, some of our memories about Mau Mau were due in part to the spin doctrine of the British colonial government. We believe that it was the most bestial, horrible, terrible thing that happened because the British government also did a great deal of work in propaganda to make sure that happened. And also, while they were doing that at the same time, detaining more than a million people, torturing them, and violating human rights at the same time that they were spearheading the passage of the European Convention on Human Rights.
Just to be clear, so here's an advisory. This is maybe the next few seconds may not be appropriate for children, and there are people who may, you know, adults that may not want to hear this. You uncovered through documents that you found that the Brits had left behind. Do I remember that correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
You uncovered cases of torture in which broken bottles were thrust into body parts.
Mm-hmm.
Snakes were used. Vermin. What else?
Oh, it was horrific. You know, in your wildest imagination, you could not imagine the kind of torture. As you said, castrations, broken bottles inserted into women's vaginas, breasts that were lopped off and pierced with all kinds of different piercing instruments, detainees who were tied to the back of jeeps while the Land Rovers would pull away and they'd be left in bits and pieces. As I said, I could go on and on. It was horrific. And again, the British government knew this was happening and failed to stop it.
But when your book came out, the British government rejected it. You were attacked by fellow historians. Now this admission, but it's just to the claims of these three Kenyans. The court went out of its way, the Brits went out of their way, to say, we're not admitting that this was systematic. What do you take from that?
I think it's the first step, Robin. I think at this point in the court case, they're in a bit of a pickle because there are mountains of documents about this. There are reports by expert witness, hundreds of pages. And so I see this as really the first step. And I think what they're waiting to see is what happens in this hearing. Because if the court rules that the case is over due to statute of limitations, they have no liability in greater admissions. And, of course, what we're all hoping for, an apology.
Well, and there might be other groups. There's a group from Malaysia that wants an inquiry into an alleged 1948 massacre on a rubber plantation there where British troops were fighting against a communist insurgency. So there may be other claims. But when you say an apology, what would that mean? Would it be coupled with financial redress? What would it mean?
You know, I think also a fair question. I think the British are very concerned about this being precedent setting and how much it's going to cost the taxpayers if there were to be financial reparations. But, you know, Robin, when I was doing my work nearly a decade ago and spoke to all of these individuals telling these terrible stories, they really wanted, you know, one or two things. One, they wanted people to know that this actually happened. And the admission in the court was the first step in that. And the second thing they wanted was an apology. Yeah. There was never a request for lots of money due to their suffering.
And by the way, have you been in touch with the three Kenyans? There were four originally in the case. Have you been in touch with the three? What did they say even about the acknowledgement?
They're overwhelmed. And Kenya is overwhelmed. It doesn't take long now, given the flow of information, for word to get back. And I think for so many, these are three that went forward because they had very strong cases. Obviously, the idea is that there will be a class action suit after this. So there are literally thousands of others at home who have suffered similar kinds of abuses. And the fact that this was recognized, the fact that it wasn't just a tree that fell in the forest, is an enormous step.
What are some of the things you're hearing?
I'm hearing the world knows. And that our claims are being validated, that we're not suffering any longer because our suffering is being recognized.
That's Caroline Elkins, professor of history at Harvard, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Imperial Reckoning, The Untold Story of Britain's Gulag in Kenya, an expert witness in the case we've been talking about going on in London, which charged the British government with torture in colonial Kenya, the government just 2 weeks ago admitting that at least three of claims of torture were true. Caroline, thanks so much, and congratulations.
Thank you, Robin.
Back in a minute, here and now.